Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhagavati Naishtaki. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 14, Brahma's prayers to Lord Krishna. Today we're reading text 34. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, long verse. Tadpuri bhagyam iha janma kim apyatavyam. Tadpuri bhagyam iha janma kim apyatavyam. Yad gokule pikata mangri rajo bishekam. Yad gokule pikata mangri rajo bishekam. Yad jivitam tunikilam bhagavan mukundas. Yad jivitam tunikilam bhagavan mukundas. Tvadyapi yat pada raja shruti mrigyam eva. Tvadyapi yat pada raja shruti mrigyam eva. Tadburi bhagyam iha janma kim apyatavyam. Yad gokule pikata mangri rajo bishekam. Yad jivitam tunikilam bhagavan mukundas. Tvadyapi yat pada raja shruti mrigyam eva. Tadburi bhagyam iha janma kim apyatavyam. Yad gokule pikata mangri rajo pishekam. Yad jivitam nunikilam bhagavan mukundas. Tvadyapi yat pada raja shruti mrigyam eva. Anyone else? Tadburi bhagyam iha janma kim apyatavyam. Yad gokule pikata mangri rajo bishekam. Yaj jivitam nukilam bhagavan mukundas. Tvadyapi yat pada raja shruti mrigyam eva. Atavyam. Buri bhagyam iha janma kim api atavyam. Yad gokule pikata mangri rajo bishekam. Yad jivitam tunukilam bhagavan mukundas. Tvadyapi yat pada raja shruti mrigyam eva. Word for word synonyms, please repeat. Tat, that, buri bhagyam, the greatest good fortune. Iha, here, janma, the birth, kimapi, any whatsoever. Aktavyam, in the forest of Vrindavan, yat, which, gokule, in Gokula, api, even, katama, of any of the devotees, angri, of the feet, raja, by the dust, abhishekam, bathing, yat, whose, jivitam, life, to, indeed, nikilam, whole, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, Lord Mukunda, to, but, adya api, even until now, yat, whose, padaraja, dust of the feet, Shruti, by the Vedas, Migyam, sought after, Eva, certainly. Translation. So Lord Brahma is continuing his prayers. My greatest possible good fortune would be to take any birth whatever in this forest of Gokula, and have my head bathed by the dust falling from the lotus feet of any of its residents. Their entire life and soul is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, the dust of whose lotus feet is still being searched for in the Vedic mantras. Purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. This verse indicates that Lord Brahma desires to take birth even as the smallest blade of grass in Vrindavan, so that the holy residents of the Lord's abode may walk upon his head and bless him with the dust of their feet. Being realistic, Lord Brahma does not aspire to directly achieve the dust of Lord Krishna's feet. Rather, he aspires for the mercy of the Lord's devotees. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Brahma is willing to take birth even as a stone in a paved footpath in the Lord's abode. Since Brahma is the creator of the entire universe, we can just imagine the glorious position of the residents of Vrindavan. The Lord's devotees achieve their exalted position by unalloyed devotion and love. One cannot achieve such spiritual opulence by any puffed-up material process of personal improvement. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada reveals the mind of Brahma as follows. Quote, "But if I am not so fortunate as to take birth within the forest of Vrindavan, I beg to be allowed to take birth outside the immediate area of Vrindavan, so that when the devotees go out, they will walk over me. Even that would be a great fortune for me. I am just aspiring for a birth in which I will be smeared by the dust of the devotees' feet." I'll read the verse again. "My greatest possible good fortune would be to take any birth, whatever, in this forest of Gokula, and have my head bathed by the dust falling from the lotus feet of any of its residents. Their entire life and soul is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, the dust of whose lotus feet is still being searched for in the Vedic mantras." Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Minitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shva Padantikam. So, Lord Brahma's really giving us a very deep understanding of how to perfect our life, come to the level of Krishna Prema, and this whole chapter is very, very wonderful. In this verse, the whole chapter pretty much, but he's exhibiting this very intense level of humility and revealing a very great secret of how to attain the mercy, the full mercy of Krishna, by getting the mercy of Krishna's devotees. Krishna's established devotees are, as we've been hearing in previous classes, they've been bestowed with love of God, with Krishna Prema. So they're on a totally different level than we conditioned souls. They have this great wealth. This Ladini Shakti has been bestowed upon them. So by their association, by hearing from them, by, in this case, getting the dust of the lotus feet, we get very high level blessings. And to have that desire is a great qualification. And this is something that's we hear in many places from Bhagavatam and from our histories, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Uddhava is also praying. I have a nice verse from 10th canto, 47th chapter, text 61. I'll read through it quickly. But just to see this mood repeated again and again by those who actually have realization, too, of they're humbled by seeing and experiencing the love of the residents of Vrindavan. In the case of Lord Brahma, he's been very much humbled because he became bewildered, right, in the association of Krishna, and made a big offense by stealing away the cows and the cow. Our calves and the cowherd boys. So, Uddhava had also seen the residents and got the association of the residents of Vrindavan. So he's speaking in this verse. The gopis of Vrindavan have given up the association of their husbands, sons, and other family members, who are very difficult to give up, and they have forsaken the path of chastity to take shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna, for which one should search for by Vedic knowledge. Oh, let me be fortunate enough to become one of the bushes, creepers, or herbs in Vrindavan, because the gopis trample them and bless them with the dust of their lotus feet. Short purport. Sri Uddhava here shows the perfect Vaishnava attitude of humility. He does not pray to be equal to the gopis in their exalted stage of love, but rather to take birth as a bush or creeper in Vrindavan, so that when they walk upon him, he will get the dust of their feet and thus be blessed. The shy gopis would never agree to give such blessings to a great personality like Uddhava. Therefore, he cleverly sought to get such mercy by taking birth as a plant in Vrindavan. So, humility and intelligence to carry it out, but understanding that, this great wealth to gain, they're understanding how to get it, so they're they're making the plan. also we were just reading the Leela of Prahlad and Nrisinga, very like an emphatic statement by Prahlad Maharaj, 7th canto, 5th chapter, 32nd verse. He says, unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely freed from material contamination, persons very much inclined toward materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord in this way can one be freed from material contamination. So we hear it again and again. And the Lord is giving the principle in Bhagavad Gita that approach a bona fide spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, offering obeisances to him, engaging in service, inquiring from him. So this is like the absolute path of going through an established devotee of the Lord, because this is showing Krishna our humility. And Krishna's hard to get. He's fully absorbed in loving activities with his eternal associates, his friends, the residents of Vrindavan. He's totally absorbed. He knows that we conditioned souls are out there struggling and suffering, but he's given the information how to come, how to approach him. So it's up to us. It's our responsibility. And it says, Prahlad is saying here, only in this way can one be freed from material contamination. So purifying, getting the dust of the lotus feet of pure devotee. So we have to become sufficiently purified that we become free from these material desires, that we can actually enter into the path of pure devotional service. And when we're freed from material desires and we become actually attached to the service of the Lord, we gain some taste, then we can enter into this spontaneous, this raga bhakti, which is the only, this pure, unalloyed, spontaneous devotion is what actually attracts the Lord. So, some nice statements in Chaitanya Charitamrita talking about these things, and beyond just the dust of the lotus feet, there's a wonderful verse here from Anchalila, chapter 16, saying, the dust of the feet of a devotee, which is called Bhakta Padaduli, the water that has washed the feet of a devotee, Bhakta Pada Jala, and the remnants of food left by a devotee, Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha, are three very powerful substances. And then it goes on, by rendering service, this is interesting, you have to think how to do this, by rendering service to these three, one attains the supreme goal of ecstatic love of Krishna. In all the revealed scriptures, this is loudly declared again and again. This is Krishnadas Kaviraj speaking, instructing us. Therefore, my dear devotees, please hear from me, for I insist again and again, please keep faith in these three and render service to them without hesitation. From these three, one achieves the highest goal of life, ecstatic love of Krishna. This is the greatest mercy of Lord Krishna. The evidence is Kalidas himself. So Kalidas is a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And I can try to tell a little story about Kalidas. But this term of rendering service to these three items, what is it? Dust of the feet, water that washes the feet. Right, we take this Charanamrita from the lotus feet of the Lord every morning. And what's the third one? Remnants of food taken by a devotee. Kalidas, wonderful devotee of Lord Chaitanya from Bengal. That was one of his great endeavors, to get the remnants of the foodstuffs of the Vaishnavas. So, anyway, there was one story of him approaching a great saintly devotee, Jadu Thakur. He brought Jadu Thakur a gift, a couple mangoes all wrapped nice in banana leaves, and gave them, and had nice, and I maybe went outside the house, had nice sangha, some katha with him. And then he said, please go take your mango and thank you so much for your association. And he disappeared. So Jadu Thakur's wife prepared the mangoes, offered it to the Lord, and Jadu Thakur sat down and ate, honored the prasad. And then he finished, and on this big banana leaf, he had the remnants of the mango skins and the seed. And so his wife took that, and she took some his remnants. You know, she was also very intelligent and devoted, chaste wife. So she finished, took to her satisfaction, and then she wrapped it up, and she took it and threw it outside in some place where they throw refuse, and then the cows and the monkeys and the pigs come and get their share. So Kalidas was waiting, he was hiding, you know, for his great plan of getting some mercy. So he came and he took that, and he just went over the last licking the skins of the mango and the seed, and experienced ecstatic symptoms, love of God. So he's very refined, very elevated person. So, and it said in this way he got the remnants of food from all the great devotees of Bengal. So fast forward a little bit, Kalidas visited Jagannath Puri, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. And at that time, of course, there was a daily ritual, a practice. Mahaprabhu would go to have darshan of Lord Jagannath in the temple. And he'd wash his feet before going in, and the water would go into like a trough. But he instructed his servant Govinda to tell that the devotees should not take that water under any circumstance. Although a few intimate devotees, by trick and very discreetly, did get some. So Kalidas came, and he was very in a straightforward way. He went and waited. Mahaprabhu was washing his feet. He went right up and took a handful of water as he was bathing. 1, 2, 3. And Mahaprabhu said, that's enough. He said, I have fulfilled your desire as much as I can. But don't take more. And it was stated that, I'm trying to remember, Mahaprabhu said himself that, because you have great faith in the Vaishnavas, I have allowed you to do this. So Mahaprabhu knew his mentality. And so he gave that ultimate mercy of direct foot wash from the Lord himself, and fully, and it's very intimate, and he wasn't letting devotees in general even take, but he allowed Kalidas. So Lord Brahma, who's the head of our sampradaya, he was initiated by the Lord himself with the flute song, which became like Gayatri mantra. And he spoke this Brahma Samhita, highest levels of Krishna Tattva, He explained everything, Shiva Tattva, the nature of the abode of the Lord. He, you know, fully enlightened. In Bhagavatam, the first verse of Bhagavatam says, identifies him as the Adi Kavi, the original learned person within the universe. Great devotee of the Lord. But by the Lord's arrangement, he became bewildered. So even the example is, you know, such an elevated devotee, he became somewhat bewildered in the association of the Lord, and then corrected, enlightened by the whole Leela, and now he's taking the most humble position. So here's the most powerful living entity in the universe, and he just wants some dust from the lotus feet. So if he can be so humble, this is the, we're supposed to gain from this pastime. If such an exalted person as Lord Brahma can take such a humble position, you know, what's our position? You know, we're lower than, we can't estimate how insignificant and lowly we are. So, how to get the association of great devotees? This taking the dust from the lotus feet of a devotee, as Prahlad Mar says, smearing it over the body. There's two things. It's direct. You can say, "Whoa, what does it mean? We don't. Where do we have the association of such great devotees that are overflowing?" Prema bhakti yaha haite, you know, prema bhakti is emanating from them. And it's you know, absolute reality. Oh yeah, I just want the dust from their feet, or their remnants, or the water that washed their feet. So we have, by hearing, we have the association of great souls, and we can at least desire that. And internally, we can take that. We can be in that mentality. It's a consciousness. Krishna consciousness is ultimately a very internal affair. We have our external things. We have the Vapu association of a great devotee. Many devotees had the association of Srila Prabhupada. But he said more important is the Vani, the association of his words, hearing from him. So that quote isn't here. Krishnadas Kaviraj was saying, what was that? Maybe you can remember that. About instructing others to take. Oh, he was saying, Krishnadas Kaviraj was saying, I take the dust of the lotus feet of the readers, those who are hearing the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So persons, devotees far in the future that he hasn't even met, Krishnadas Kaviraj is taking the dust of their feet. But sincerely, it's not just, you know, a whimsical thing. So those who are very sincere to take shelter of the Lord and hearing Bhagavatam, like Lord Brahma said, one should dedicate his life to hearing these activities. Dedicating your life to hearing the activities and pastimes of the Lord and his devotees. And Prabhupada said one must hear the pastimes of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu both, or the result will not be there for us. We have to hear both. So that dedication to hearing about the glories of the Lord, and just to hear from one devotee such as Lord Brahma, we're hearing a whole, we're getting the whole Siddhanta, whole philosophy of the, you know, the qualities and the of the Lord and his abode, and especially for us the process of devotional service. We're getting Sambandha Jnana, our relationship and Krishna, I mean, as conditioned souls, what is the glories of a pure devotee and the Lord and his abode, and then Abhideya, the process of devotional service, which is our topic to really concentrate on. And then Prayojana, the inspiration of the highest goal, and to hear the goal of the position of the most elevated devotees, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give us that mood of the loving sentiments of the residents of Vrindavan. So by association we can get. And so this is Lord Brahma's example as our Sampradaya Acharya, original Acharya in our succession. So, simple point really, so we can maybe stop there and for some discussion or question.
Thank you, Prabhu. I've been really enjoying these discussions these past couple days about this theme of instead of going directly to the Lord, begging for the dust of the lotus feet of his pure devotees. So I was just kind of thinking about what would be the best mood to approach when chanting japa and stuff, because typically we hear when we chant it should be like, oh Krishna, please engage me in your service, but would it be better to be like, oh Krishna's devotees, please engage me in your service, or what would be the best mood in that context?
Well, good question. We're encouraged to do both. We're taking shelter of the spiritual master. And only if we take shelter of the devotees, the service of Guru and Vaishnava, can we feel like we have the strength and the qualification to really approach the Lord, even as by way of his holy name. Because that's described, we're supposed to receive the holy name from the pure Vaishnava. So, and our real qualification is serving the Vaishnava and Vaishnavas, being absorbed in Shravanam Kirtanam, because that is given. So that's the gift of the Vaishnavas, especially Guru, our disciplic succession. So we need to, regularly be, grateful and offering our respects to the Vaishnavas. And then, we have the permission to go forward and take shelter of the holy name of Krishna. So it's all, and that's the recommendation of the Lord himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How is it saying in Urvastakam, we should always meditate and offer respects to our spiritual master three times a day. In that way, we're, at least in a regulated fashion, we're remembering that he's giving the mercy. He's giving us the holy name. So we can pray that, please, to the spiritual master and to any exalted Vaishnavas, please let me have the shelter of the holy name of Krishna. Let me take shelter. Let me be sincere and serious and not showy. We want to be internal about all this. Sometimes we see devotees, just getting kind of rowdy and trying to take the dust of each other's feet. It's a little, gets a little improper sometimes and a little showy, external. So we should... Is that going to answer the question? Donna Kelly, want to add something?
just, you know, Bhakta Daniel's point here. We were recently reading that Prahlad Maharaj, when he was praying to Lord Nrsingadev, he didn't pray, please give me your service. He said, please put me in contact with your pure devotee so that I can serve him. So when we chant Hare Krishna, Prabhupada taught, the mood is, my dear Radha and Krishna, please engage me in your devotional service. So ultimately that means, you know, I can't serve Radha and Krishna until I have a Siddha Deha and I'm in Goloka, you know. So when we pray to Krishna, please engage me in your devotional service, it means, please engage me in the service of those pure devotees, dasanu, dasanu, das, who are serving you nicely. Just like if I go get a job at some big, big company, you know, I get hired, but I'm not necessarily serving the CEO directly. I'm like way down here in the office serving the manager, you know. So the mood is, please let me serve your pure devotee. That is engaging in Krishna's service. Surrendering to Krishna means surrendering to the pure devotees like that. So it's not two separate things. It's like a chincha beta beta tattva, you know?
And that's really understanding our position, that we're so far removed from the elevated position of Krishna's eternal associates. You know, we have great aspiration to be there, be part of that, but Lord Chaitanya set the example of saying that I'm not established in any of these positions, but my identity is just a das, 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 anudas, servant of the servant, so many times removed of Krishna, you know, the lover of the gopis, you know. We have that desire, that vision, but we're happy if we just can get connected down here on the low end, find some sincere devotees to serve and serve in association with. Did you have some? That's it.
Thank you for the class, Prabhu. When you take birth in the spiritual world as a plant, this is on my mind, you know. I'm trying to figure out, I know it's a good thing, because the body, I guess the body is kind of insignificant, but how does the soul serve, you know, in a plant body?
Well, the plants are, they're just part of the backdrop. I mean, they're playing their role, because Vrindavan is very, it's very specific in its beauty of, you know, animals and flora and plants and trees and flowers and fruits and giving off aromas. And Krishna's just, Radha and Krishna are taking great pleasure just being there. And, you know, they're appreciating all this. And all the living entities are conscious, and they're getting the association of the Lord and rendering their service one way or the other. So Lord Brahma's, you know, and Uddhava's praying, you know, let me take birth this way. Well, you know, whether they take birth or not, it's their conscious living entities and they're getting association of the Lord. And they're getting pleasure just by being part of the, you know, the backdrop. And some specific things they're giving, fruits and flowers.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your class, Preeti Shavapalu. You were mentioning a lot of nice points. You ended answering Bhakti Daniel's question with a point that I was probably going to bring up and maybe you could expand on, where you mentioned that generally it's kind of immature when we see devotees like running around touching the dust of the lotus feet. It's kind of showy. And I really appreciate that point because we see throughout the Bhagavatam, the Lord always tests us to see whether we have tender qualities or pre-tender qualities.
Oh.
And I'm not sure if you heard of that pastime where Prabhupada, he tested the sincerity of his disciples, whether they really wanted to prasadam, you know, when the remnants would come down. You know, devotees, oh yeah, I want Prabhupada's remnants. Then Prabhupada said, mix it up, put it in the blender. Ooh. Then when it came down, they was like, I'm not feeling so well today. I'll skip prasadam. I'm not sure if you heard of that past time.
Yeah, one of his servants. It was either Harishari or...
They would be particular. Oh,
yeah. I think...
Prabhupada would appreciate that they were discriminating. Mm-hmm. So he said, just mix it all up on the plate.
Yeah, somebody, the servant mentioned that to Prabhupada. They're so picky. They like this and they don't like this. He said, yeah, just mix it up. So it's you know, we're not being external. We're just like, oh, okay, this is remnants from his plate. Please give me something.
I'd like to mention a couple points, but before I mention that, I'll kind of backtrack to the first point you were mentioning. You quoted Prahlad, take the dust of the lotus feet. Now, when I heard many verses, take the dust of the lotus feet, it reminded me of one of my favorite movies growing up. It's also a cartoon, but it was... it's about Peter Pan and Robin Williams play Hook. Mm-hmm. And the reason I love that story of Peter Pan is because it reminds me of most of Krishna consciousness. There's a Neverland, the spiritual world, you don't get old. And the interesting part of that cartoon or movie, you could say, is that Peter Pan was like the, you know, the center of attention, like Krishna. And he had a helper named Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell, she was basically... Tinkerbell's job was to sprinkle pixie dust over ordinary people. And the pixie dust is not enough for them to fly, but basically it says in order for you to fly, the pixie dust is not enough. You have to think happy thoughts. And I really love that because we see in our Krishna consciousness, you were mentioning, we have the information, and we see we have the Bhagavatam, the dust of the lotus feet of devotees, the Bhagavatam, so many things, but as long as we don't think happy thoughts about devotees, we won't fly, we'll fall. So I really love that cartoon, but maybe you could expand on a point of the duplicity part of Brahma, because, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you could answer this question. Are these prayers that Brahma offering to Krishna right now, is today's verse particularly, is he offering this prayer to Lord Krishna? Is mm-hmm. that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we see that Lord Brahma, you were mentioning that he says, I want the dust of the lotus feet of the residents of Vrindavan. So Brahma is like us. He shows what he's made of when his guru is watching. But we see Prabhupada show what he's made of when no one was watching. And there's so many pastimes like that, like Ranti Dev. They wanted to Ranti Dev was, he loved everyone. And then a brahmana came to him, says, I want some food, please give me some food, a chandala, etc. And then it revealed that these personalities were the controllers of the universe, Brahma, yeah, Vishnu, Shiva. Shiva. So my question is that how can we maintain our happy thoughts in all circumstances of life, or at least take seriously? How can we take more seriously, you know, not just when a guru comes, you know, what am I doing? It's easy to say, I want the dust of the lotus feet of devotees when a guru comes, but how to maintain that mentality when nobody's watching? It seems like it's much more difficult. So what are some steps we could take to maintain that mentality?
To continuously hear from the great devotees in the Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and, you know, just take it internally. And then serve whatever devotees are around us. Even serve the non-devotees by trying to introduce them to Krishna consciousness. It's our service mood. And what's the contamination? What's the big contamination? I mean, there are many in detail, but one, to become free from envy of others. So by chanting the holy name, by hearing Bhagavatam, it says the heart becomes purified, become free from material desires, free from lamentation, fearfulness, lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness, just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And right in the first canto, seventh chapter, that is stated that by hearing this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to the Lord sprouts up within the heart. So it's a spiritual process. It's up to us. Can we hear nicely and then associate, you know, nicely with devotees and develop that life of associating and serving devotees, seeing the good qualities, you know, forgetting about any other bad qualities that we see, you know, not becoming critical. So, I don't know, I just thought when you asked that, it was Krishna's pleased and will reveal more and more to us about himself, about our relationship and our ability to take up the process of devotional service to the degree we become, you know, what is it, nirmatsaranam, free from envy, and develop our service mood, you know. Very, you know, selfless. And he's pleased. We're breaking out of our false ego, which is very limiting. Is that okay? Does anyone have something to add to that?
Thank
you're probably
you.
Thinking of something else too.
No, you just reminded me of a point I forgot. Nirmatsaranam, is that how you pronounce it? I
think yeah.
Something like that. Basically, it reminds me of the original point I forgot to make. When Lord Brahma was offering his prayers to Krishna, I wanted the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees. So Krishna, he was saying that. So Krishna later, in the last chapter, Prabhupada mentions a pastime where Brahma entered Dwarka and he went up to the gatekeeper. And the gatekeeper asks, Lord Brahma says, can I see Krishna? And the gatekeeper asks, which Brahma are you? And so then finally Brahma revealed that there was more Brahmas than him who had way more heads, more intelligence. And basically, I love that pastime because Krishna basically tested, I thought you wanted the dust of everyone's feet. What happened? You don't want their feet? What happened? So that's why I love these pastimes where Krishna always takes us to a new level, tests whether we're really sincere or duplicitous. And Prabhupada mentioned that in that pastime, one of his reports in the last chapter. So anyway, I just wanted to mention
So it's stated, right, is it second or third verse of Bhagavatam, that nirmatsaranam satam, that the qualification for entering into Srimad Bhagavatam is to be free from envy. So we have to work on that. Purifying, chaito darpana marjanam, and then we can go deeply and become an internal devotee. Anything else? Okay.
Prabhu, with Lord Brahma, can you take birth, you know, like we can move up. Is it different living entities that take birth as Lord Brahma?
You're saying?
You know, is it different, you know, like us, for instance, you know, can we take birth as Lord Brahma?
If you become a perfect dharmic person for, 100 lifetimes, or...
Yeah, that's what
I mean.
So it's different living entities that mm-hmm, take mm-hmm. birth as Lord Brahma.
Yeah. Different living entities are taking the post
periodically.
Okay. So he has a post for so many millions and billions of years. And then that switched. But we shouldn't aspire to... We're being trained not to aspire for any post within the material creation. Even Brahma makes mistakes, and even Brahma has to give up his body and go to another situation. Thank you. Okay, thank you for your attention. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki.